We're here at the Sundance Film Festival PodTech.net podcast with Jonathan Vitality. That's his handle. He's the world champion many times over in gaming. He's the all-star Olympian gamer of all time. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, man.
You know, I wish I was more in touch with the gaming world. My kids play it all the time, and I'm kind of an outdated gamer, but it's awesome. It's changing. It's all multiplayer. It's kick-ass. So what's going on with you, and talk about your latest achievement.
Well, it's been traveling around the globe for the last 6 years playing games for a living, so I've been making it my sole living from playing video games. And this last year I was on the world tour, which Intel put up the money for it. It was a $1 million world tour. Traveled to 9 different countries for 10 different tournaments and won the grand finals in Times Square, New York, winning $150,000 for first place prize. So last year was an amazing year.
You're a rock star in the gaming community. What's your favorite game?
Well, my favorite game now that I'm moving on to is Quake 4. So the game we're playing here, we're going to be playing some Quake 4. We'll play at Cicero's Sunday tomorrow, for the American Gamer documentary. So helping them out and doing a little Fatality Shootout.
Well, it's so cool. I'm from Silicon Valley, and honestly, tech companies are totally into this whole scene with entertainment, gaming. The internet's kind of becoming a huge platform. How has gaming's changed in the past year for you in terms of the technology experience and stuff?
Well, technology-wise, I mean, it's always advancing every year. There's always something new coming out. I'm actually working very hard with my partners, like Creative, that are in Silicon Valley and San Jose. And I work with Abit and Zalman, three partners that we work with to actually build product for gamers. So we actually help build the technology and help raise the bar for everything. So with Creative, we have a new Soundbuster X5 technology sound card that's out now. And it just gives you basically more realistic feel, like feels like you're actually in the game instead of like, you know, it gives you that real experience of what it feels like to be in the game. So it's really exciting.
So you dominate these games and you kick some serious ass on other people. Where do you see the game going that gets you really turned on and these the features and the things that are happening?
Well, I think the coolest thing is that gaming is getting very mainstream, so we're getting a lot more exposure worldwide. Gamers are traveling all around the world. I've been in for the last 6 years, but there's more guys doing it now. And it's coming to kind of a niche underground scene, but it's getting more mainstream. More people are seeing it. It's being televised on MTV, ESPN. 60 Minutes is doing a piece on me, and just a lot of stuff is happening for gaming in general. Just it's really getting big, and I think very soon you're going to start seeing gaming more televised on TV.
Yeah, and it's a sport. I mean, you got high schools in Palo Alto basically have a gaming sport. It's like a varsity sport. People are into it. There's stadium games. Is there any resources out there for guys and kids out there, guys and gals, to get involved?
Well, the best thing to get involved is, if you want to become a pro gamer, just get involved. You have to be involved in the online community, get involved in the scene there. Obviously, traveling to LAN parties around your area and your region or whatnot. Go to the big ones. Go to a 100-person LAN or 200-person LAN party, whatever. Basically, where guys get together and play games. And then if you want to become a pro, try to go to the pro tournaments, see how well you compete against the best players in the world. But even then, just go there and experience what it's like and see what level we're playing at.
Talk about some of the experiences you have when you're in the throes of competition. You're out there. It's obviously high energy, man. It's like you're really fighting a virtual war out there. What's it feel like out there, and how do you dominate? What can you share with folks out there, and the gamers out there, and how you dominate?
Well, personally for me, I mean, I train about 8 hours a day, but even in that training, I do work out physically to keep my, to have that mental toughness, to actually be able to have that stamina to prolong long fights and long gaming hours and stuff like that. So I think being physically fit is almost as important as practicing 8 hours a day. Besides that, I train every day pretty hard. I try to eat healthy and just try to be prepared, totally mentally and physically for the match.
Well, people don't understand it. This isn't like couch potato type mentality. I mean, you got to be an athlete. You got to be sharp mentally. You make a mistake, you're dead. You're over. Yeah. What do you do in your routine? Obviously, you're done 8 hours. You're working out. You got to stay healthy, mental, physical. What do you do for your routine?
Well, typically I wake up around noon every day, around 11 or noon. And then I start playing about 4 hours straight, working on my hand-eye coordination, my reflexes, my timing, my strategies, and just, working on that stamina of doing it for 4 hours straight. So when you get in a match, like a 15-minute game, 15 minutes can be a breeze to, after you do 4 hours straight of solid training and totally into the zone. And then after that, you have to have your focus and you have to know how to win. So you learn that from playing sports traditionally as growing up as a kid. But I think if you're a great athlete, you can also be a very great gamer.
All the new people doing the gaming, they all want to know the cheat codes, so you get involved in gaming. And that's some tricks with latency and which server you attach to and all that kind of stuff when you jump into a game on the multiplayer. What cheat codes or techniques can you share with the folks out there that made you successful? Well, not that you're cheating, but for the new people.
Well, there's really no cheats in the game we play. I mean, the cheating is that I'm better than you. I think, you have to have the right equipment. I think the most important part, if you want to see anything as cheating, is like having better equipment. Because if you have better equipment, you're able to game at a higher level. So I'm pretty passionate about that. I'm always looking for the best equipment possible and always trying to build the best equipment for gamers to raise that level of gaming to the next level and make it even more professional and even harder to play against the top players in the world.
We're here at Sundance with Jonathan Fatality, the gamer extraordinaire, guru. What's your schedule coming up? Are you going to be doing more touring around? Also, Intel's working with you and helping you out. What's going on?
Well, basically, I'm here in Sundance Festival just doing a promotion for American Gamer. And then after that, I think I head off to Germany for a new show in Germany called Giga TV. It's coming a whole new channel, so they want me to be there to support esports. I think after that, I actually fly to Hanover in Germany as well to do a Fatality Shootout exhibition where I play against all comers that want to play against me for like 3 to 4 days and just give them experience what it's like to play against a pro and so forth. And after that, I think we'll probably travel a little bit more, probably start training pretty hardcore, probably travel around the U.S., training at different colleges or dorms or apartments or houses or wherever I can train at. And then after that, I'll come back to my house and train really hard at my boot camp area and get ready for the finals. So pretty busy. I mean, I do a lot of stuff here.
It's great. I've been podcasting for 7 months. Started as a hobby. Now I'm doing it full-time. You're doing the same way. You're a full-time gamer, getting paid. Yeah. What's it like, man?
That's freaking amazing. I mean, to travel around the world and to see everything. I mean, being from the Great Wall to South Africa and the safaris and to South America and Brazil and the beach to hear Sundance Festival in the Rocky Mountains. So it's a pretty amazing ride.
We're here, Fatality, building a community, training the gamers, competing and dominating. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, man.